Democratic and Republican
leaders.
We're
going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has
met more than a dozen senior. The morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. All of the snow and the cold weather is wreaking havoc on Michigan roads. Many county road commissions are quickly moving through the money they have for plowing and salting. Now, state lawmakers hope to provide $100 million in emergency funding to help communities fix potholes and plow. Jack, is that going to help?
Well, every little bit helps, Christina. It's, however, it's sort of a Band-Aid on a gaping open wound. This is politically popular in an election year, especially as the snow melts and we see all these horrendous potholes. But it really, while $100 million sounds like a lot, the governor says it would cost at least $1.2 billion to $1.5 billion a year to maintain the roads, and that money isn't forthcoming. So it's a nice sort of quick feel-good thing, but doesn't address the main problem.
Now, an effort to raise the minimum wage is pushing forward, and supporters now say they want to put a ballot question before voters that would raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. That's higher than what they originally proposed, $9.50. What are your thoughts on this possible ballot campaign?
Well, it may sound like it's very high, but if you look at inflation, the minimum wage in 1968 was equivalent to today's $10.50 an hour. That didn't seem to inhibit employment. But if you take a poll now, the polls now all show that a large majority of people are in favor of raising the minimum wage, but you can bet there'll be a huge campaign for everybody from the Chambers of Commerce to Club for Growth. These sort of outside interests will come in and spend a lot of money telling people this is a bad thing. So I think it's quite likely something will get on the ballot. It's not clear, however, how voters will deal with that, and it's not clear whether that'll produce extra turnout. If so, who it will help.
Let's move on to Detroit. Detroit might release the city's bankruptcy plan of adjustment as early as today. So what is a bankruptcy plan of adjustment, and what do you expect to see?
I expect pain. A bankruptcy plan of adjustment is the emergency manager's proposal for how to, you know, wipe out the debt. Detroit has these massive amounts of debt. Not everybody's going to get paid what they're owed. And so to start fresh, it's probably going to include pension cuts. It's probably not going to include looting the DIA. But what happens is he presents it to the bankruptcy judge, Stephen Rhodes, and he can say yay or nay or modify this. It's unlikely, in my view, that he'll take the emergency manager's plan 100%, but we'll get some more ideas about the outlines of how the emergency manager plans to get Detroit right-sized and to start over with a clean balance sheet.
Also in Detroit, a federal judge next week will revisit a case that challenges same-sex marriage in Michigan. The case involves a lesbian couple from Southeast Michigan that wants to adopt each other's children. What are you looking out for in this trial?
Well, really, they want to adopt their own children. These are two special nurses who raised as foster parents, certified by the state, three children who had a lot of difficulties because unmarried people can't adopt children. Single people can. One of them adopted two, the other adopted the other one. But this started out as an adoption case. The judge himself, Federal Judge Bernard Friedman, suggested they broaden it to same-sex marriage. And there's going to be a full trial. Now, the trend has been that more and more states and more courts have legalized same-sex marriages. 17 states now have it fully legal. And so the expectation is that this may well overturn Michigan's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage, may lead to new adoption policy, but we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.